Hi, how's it going? My name's Matthew, and this is episode 1 of the Randomonium Podcast. What is the Randomonium Podcast? It's a podcast where each month a guest and I will discuss a random topic, splintering into random rants throughout. In this episode, a special guest and I are going to be talking about who, in our opinions, is the greatest Canadian. In mine, it's Seth Rogen. Who is Seth Rogen? He's a Canadian actor, producer, and comedian who has been in the comedy business since his early teens. More recently, he has produced shows like The Boys and worked with his charity, Hilarity for Charity. The special guest for this episode is Jack McWilliam, who has had many years of improv experience, even being part of the UBC improv team. So without further ado, here's my interview with Jack McWilliam.
So my name is Jack. I just recently graduated from UBC, like about 2 months ago now. Currently, I'm just working as a production assistant for the commercial film industry, and then also do like a little bit of handyman work on the side. So just working a little bit now.
What's your opinion on Seth Rogen?
I'm a pretty big Seth Rogen fan. I think I kind of, once I started getting into comedy, was like the same time I was probably like 6 or 7 when I first saw something that Seth Rogen did, which was like Freaks and Geeks. But my buddies and I used to love Superbad and a bunch of his childish movies. But I think he's a little more humble than people give him credit for. He does a lot of movies that maybe some people don't really like that much, but he is he's very self-deprecating as well. And so he's not like a lot of other celebrities in the film industry right now. I think it's easy for you and I or someone to relate to him because he's kind of from where we were, but also he is a good role model because he's a hard worker. And if you read about him, he's been doing stand up since he was 12 or 13 years old. So he's someone that's dedicated to his craft.
If you had to pick who you thought was the greatest Canadian, right off the top of your head, who would you pick?
I probably would say Terry Fox. Yeah, I think he's a pretty iconic Canadian. I always liked Terry Fox.
So more about Seth. You said you've been a fan of Seth since you were 7.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first time I saw him was Freaks and Geeks, which I watched when I was pretty young. Just because I was the last child in my family, so I guess I wasn't really looked over, or people weren't really watching over my shoulder what I was watching when I was younger. So yeah, I think I've known about him for a super long time.
So if you had to pick your favorite Seth Rogen movie, what would that be?
I think it would be Superbad. Yeah, I like Superbad.
Did you see that right when it came out in theaters, or?
I think it maybe took me a couple years to see that one. It's I don't really know when it came out. I think it came out 2007 or something. I don't know if I saw it for a couple years after that. It is pretty definitely rated R.
So do you want to move on to trivia?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right.
So the first one, where did he go to high school? Where did Seth Rogen go to high school?
Seth Rogen went to Point Grey.
Yeah, all right. What year was he born? Bonus points if you know the exact day.
Oh, wow. That's actually quite a tough one. I don't know. I'm going to go with 1982.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, 1982. Wow.
I don't know the exact day. Okay, wow. I can't believe I got that right.
Yeah. Which is also a good coincidence for the project this podcast is based around, because it's all, I guess 1982 comes from, the re-signing of the Constitution is what
yeah.
we have.
And yes.
So that's 2 days before the Queen signed the new one.
Oh, really?
It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the third one is, what charity did he found?
Is it Hilarity for Charity?
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. And so he does a bunch of shows with them and stuff. Yeah, and a bunch do you know what it funds for? That's it's called. I'm not sure what it does entirely though.
I'm pretty sure it's for Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was researching him, he's really into Alzheimer's research and yeah.
yeah, just like supporting that. Nice.
All right, this one is, where was his first comedy gig?
Oh, are you looking for a specific location or just the town?
I'd say the type of like.
Oh, okay. I think it probably would have been a stand-up show, right?
Yeah, it was a stand-up show at a lesbian bar, is what he said.
No way.
Yeah. Although I didn't know that's what he did. He did stand-up shows at like, I think Yuck Yucks and like a few bars, and then
some of the places around town. You don't see them at bars. That's really funny. I didn't know that.
What was his first writing credit on IMDb?
That's a tough one. Is it SNL?
No, it's a show called Undeclared.
Okay, no, I've never heard of that.
I mean, I thought I heard that he did writing before that, but I mean, on IMDb, that's basically all that's there. That's like his earliest stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that must have been the one where he had like maybe had the biggest role in writing it. So that's like what they counted first big one or something.
Yeah. The final question is, who played the character in Superbad whose fake ID said his name was McLovin?
Christopher Mintz Plasse.
That's correct.
How'd I do?
You did really well, actually.
I think you got. You didn't get the IMDb one. You got the first three, six. I don't think you got, or you got like seven. I guess half point.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 10. So.
But I passed.
You passed, yeah. You passed,
okay, we'll take.
Passed the trivia, so you get a gold star. I don't know any prizes, but. So
do you kind of know what he's doing now? Like, have you watched his new series, The Boys?
Yes, I have watched a little bit of it. I'm like only about two episodes in though, because I started it like last week. But my dad raves about it a lot. Yeah. He tells me I should watch it. Yeah. Same with my daughter.
Yeah, it's good. I watched it. I remember when I watched the first season was when I was at, I think I was in like Whistler, and I finished it in like a day and a half.
Yeah.
Which doesn't.
Yeah, that's sense. What everyone says is they'll just kind of binge watch it once they get there. But I honestly watch a lot more movies, I say, than I watch TV currently. Mm-hmm. So I think that might be why I haven't really got into it yet.
Yeah. I mean, I watch a decent amount of movies too. I'm more of like a, I kind of just like find a show and then I watch all of it and not a lot of time. That's kind of
yes.
Did you see his? Because there was a hilarity for charity, I think, on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
No, I did not see it. Unfortunately,
I missed it because I didn't know. I thought it was gonna be later. Later. It was like
I'm sure they're great. Yeah, because he has a lot of very funny friends as well.
Yeah, this one was like, I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was like trivia, like it was a game show.
Okay, no, I haven't seen that. I should probably check it out though.
Yeah, so I guess my final question is kind of, what do you think it takes to be a great Canadian?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think it is a combination of things of working hard, being a bit of a leader at times. And being like tenacious, as well as humble. I think like in Canada, we really value like people who are humble, not too like full of themselves in a way. And I think that's what kind of resonates with a lot of people. So, you know, if you're putting yourself on the line to maybe represent other people who are not as represented, or, you know, I say Terry Fox, cause I think he kind of represents a lot of the values that like Canadians think they want or think they have.
In your opinion, do you think Seth Rogen would fit into that? Do you think Seth Rogen's like, I mean, not the greatest Canadian, but like a great Canadian?
I do think so. I mean, like, I think he's very willing to put himself out there and like speak up for communities that maybe don't have as big a voice as he personally has, and whether it's like, the Alzheimer's or the like the BLM movement or stuff like that. I think he's like pretty willing to like show those values that I was talking about earlier, Plus, I think on the other side of it, he's kind of like relatively childish and like funny, so people appreciate that as well.
After listening to my interview with Jack, I hope you guys can see why, based off of Seth's contributions to Alzheimer's research, the film industry, and how he fits perfectly into the mold of a great Canadian outlined by Jack, why he is the greatest Canadian. Thanks for listening to the first episode of the Randomonium Podcast. If you enjoyed it, you can subscribe so you can catch the next episode as soon as it comes out. Also, just a quick spoiler before I go, the next episode of this podcast is most likely about World War II, so look out for that.